Yo, this is fucking nuts. I know I'm not supposed to make it about the game all the time, but come on, man. We're a third center. What? How the fuck? Oh my god. It's third and eight. Wilson has the ball, the Cabbage Patch Kid. Come on, son. Get it out, bro. Run, motherfucker. Oh, this dude kills me, man. Motherfucker kills me, bro. God damn it. This, bro. If this motherfucker gets shown up by a kid fresh out of college, undrafted like Tom Brady, I'm gonna be fucking sick to my stomach. What'd I say, though? What did I say? I said this season is gonna hurt more than any of the other seasons. I said that shit. Listen to yourself. Oh, Miami's 5-2, 17-7 over New England at halftime. Fucking, I don't know who I want to win. At this point, does it even matter? Right? Oh, come on, dude. Fucking please already. Huh? Yeah. Bro, this is fucking bad news bears. The 7-3 right now, 41 seconds in the first half left. This, we're in bad fucking shape. It's crazy, like, how whack this is. The guy at the store said, watch. Like, right? One dude is an Eagles fan, and I don't know who the other dude is in for, but I doubt it's the Jets. And the Eagles guy goes, how them Jets looking? Right? Another guy comes out and he goes, man, come on. You already know Jets are going to lose this game. He said, why is that? Guy said, because they're supposed to win it. And this is the type of game the Jets lose. But now, Xavier Gibson is out. He's fucking injured now. He's wrapped up. Again. Oh, fuck. Tyrod Taylor is out. He was good, bro. He would have gave the Giants a shot.
So, they're going to say you won this game because everybody's out.
Right. But we're fucked up, too. Our center's out. Right, then the backup to that guy comes out, now he gets injured. And now we got another guy out of the practice squad yesterday. Bro, I wish I could get excited for this defense. I really do, but every time the offense gets the ball, we don't do nothing with it. God damn it. What the fuck, man? Come on, bro. Look at this guy stunting on you like a professional. It's his first game. What? Danny DeVito is out here in the field getting us fucked up. That's his nickname for right now until I can think of something better because his last name is DeVito. I'm working on the fly here. I wasn't expecting this to happen today. Wasn't expecting to have to come up with new nicknames on the fly. Come on, bro. Alright, we got... Okay, 15 punts so far. Disgusting. Woof. Fucking woof. I should have my SiriusXM on right now listening to the Sunday drive to the rest of the games that are playing right now because this game don't got nothing happening, man. Just injuries and death. Boy, yeah, it is a fucking snooze, bro. That's a damn shame. All the hype on this team. And don't get me wrong, the defense shows up, but what the fuck is the point of that when the offense can't move the fucking ball? Wilson, come on, man. You're killing me, bro. You're fucking killing me, dude. This is rub. I signed up for this. I'm doing this to myself. That's all right. The Devils go back on the ice tonight. So, you know, it is what it is. If they lose and the Jets lose in the same day, that sucks. But, you know. there's a possibility that that might not happen. I don't know who the Devils are playing. Minnesota. They're playing Minnesota tonight. And the Wild were good last year. I watched them a little bit. And I usually don't watch hockey, but since I got into the fucking Devils, I was like, well, fuck it, right? Let's see what's going on around the league, who's dangerous, what's happening. And I saw Minnesota come out, and they looked pretty fucking bad. So I was like, oh, that's no good, right? And now we're playing them. I don't know how many guys they got on the team from last year, but they looked pretty solid last year. Pretty sure they were in the playoffs. Not 100% on that. Who'd I watch the other night? The Blackhawks I watched because that was on HBO. The Devils were on HBO. I was fucking shocked. But that's because they got some TNT shit going on over there. So now they're playing basketball sometimes. Baseball playoffs, which I can't. You want to talk about boring, man. Baseball is slow. I can't do it. It's too slow. Football is like, it's tough sometimes, but, you know, hockey is nonstop. There's consistent action all the time. It's hard to keep up. Here, you can get a recap of the game. Yeah. Can I help you?
No.
No?
No.
Oh. She sent me something on the marketplace, I think. I'm not clicking it.
From Facebook?
Yeah. Can you see what it is? No, right? It's just a link.
I didn't look.
Oh.
Did she say, oh, I get so happy and giddy when she texts me?
You do. Oh, come on. Wow. What a fucking bomb that was.
No, it's just from Facebook.
Yeah, I'm not clicking that.
I thought maybe that was from him.
Yeah, maybe. It could be. Like, you think I'm dumb? Oh, shit, that was sick. Yo, wait a minute. Why is Tennessee wearing Oilers shit? What's happening over there? What the fuck is going... Am I losing it? I thought it was Tennessee Titans. Now they're wearing Oilers helmets? What the fuck is going on, dude? Used to be the Houston Oilers. Then they got moved to Tennessee and became the Titans. I talked about this in the podcast already because I got confused. Thought they were somebody else. And look, what I say, bro, Aaron Rodgers on the side of the fucking field, he's talking plays into the coach who's talking to Zach Wilson. That's the difference in Zach Wilson's play. We lead 7-3. That's trash. Let's see, what's happening over in Washington? Look at this. I'll grab that. Thank you. That was beautiful. What are the Eagles doing? Ooh, shit, that was nice. Damn, okay. We see you, Washington. What are the Cowboys doing? Let's see if Jim Norton's going to be happy on Monday. Vikings, Packers. He bullied his way in. Yeah, the defense is doing fantastic, but the offense is not doing shit. The offense cannot just be Hall by himself, and that's it. You know, Dalvin Cook want to be upset that he ain't getting the ball. Dog, when you get it, you're not moving. This kid is moving, which good for him, because you came in and you thought you were going to bully this new kid. Because he got injured last year, so they went and got a big name in Dalvin Cook and said, listen, man, our main guy has been riding the bench because he was wrapped up. And my man said, hey, this is my job. Don't forget that. You back up to me, motherfucker. I love it. I fucking love that shit. I root for that guy. You show him, motherfucker. Come on. Heart and balls, man. Seriously, my God, it's killing me. The wrath of the baby daddy.
I just almost don't want to smoke.
I know. This Sour Patch is not for the bowls. You gotta roll this shit. I mean, well, you, some of you motherfuckers are savages.
I wanna get the bowl, please.
Well, you gotta wait.
I know.
I know patience is not your strong suit. And you can tell that from every one of her babies. Because they don't have no patience either. None at all whatsoever. So I want it. I want it now.
I want it. No.
Yeah, a bunch of JG wetworms out here.
Created monsters.
Yeah.
Well, monsters! Monstrosities.
The good news is you can kind of train them.
Good luck.
Yeah, a little bit.
Good luck.
Right?
I trained one, but look, it went out the window.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Hold on. Right?
You can't do much when you can't really, when you only talk to them fucking a couple weekends out of the month. How much?
I still didn't get an answer back from them.
That's my point. You don't think they know that? Like, I think Logan knows.
Logan's like, oh, he didn't tell me.
Yeah, but you don't think he knows that you're trying to call him? He knows you call all the time.
Yep.
So, you know, that could also be another reason for his frustration, but we don't talk about that.
Nope.
We don't consider that as an option. You know, it does take a toll on a child to not have both of the parents.
To go from, you know,
talking every day to barely at all. That makes a difference. It does.
Bullshit.
You know what's gross? Is Chase Bank is partnered up with the Rangers.
Yeah.
That's nasty. I don't like that. But what are you gonna do? That's alright. Premium Sausage knows what's up. They rock with the Devils. They know what time it is. Premio knows where it's at, bro. I wonder what it would look like if you did a survey, right? If you took a map of New Jersey and you did a survey, and you put a little sausage in every town where people eat sausages, right? Like, that would probably be it would probably be majority of the map, I would imagine. All the fucking spaghetti vendors they got in this fucking state. Come on, man.
Spaghetti vendors.
It would be between.
Where do you come up with this shit?
Well, I got that one from Rescue Me. I got that from Rescue Me when they were being counseled on not saying bad and racist things. So everybody decided before the class that that's all they were going to do. It's very funny. Like, as if you're not the guy teaching the class, it's hilarious. But if you're that guy, your head wants to fucking explode. Because it's like, no. This is exactly the opposite of what it is that I'm trying to teach you.
No, he didn't get the family side.
Family? There's one bigger than that?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's like $18.
Holy shit. How many pounds is it?
I don't know.
How many pounds do you put on from it? That's what it should say on the bag. Never mind how many pounds is this bag. How many pounds am I putting on when I eat this fucking bag? That's what I just did. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I know. That's all that child will eat. Him and fucking Quinny. That's it. It's done.
You can thank Dust Bunny. This is Dust Bunny's favorite.
Is it? Really? Yeah, he's wild. But I can't bullshit. My favorite was the Reese's, man.
Quinn's is Kit Kats. What are you talking about? You got him on Kit Kats.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude.
You can't ziplock this.
Nope. It's all fucked up.
She won't go just like a one.
Well, I got him on Kit Kats, and we got him on...
No, we're going to bypass that?
Yep.
That was a good one, then.
Yeah, well, you know. I would argue that was the problem, is that she wouldn't close. Not that... Wait. Fuck you. Never mind. I see it. I see it. I see it.
Just keep climbing.
Yo, I like how I would not feel safe on a mountain in a truck, man. I don't know why. It's like all that extra room in the back, it's not helping me.
Did you hear me?
No. I was too busy thinking about dying in a truck, falling off a cliff in a truck.
Keep climbing, don't worry. Eventually your wife will meet you. Remind me to check the food in 10 minutes.
Really? That's Tom here in East Rutherford,
and the Jets lead the Giants 7-3. Hey Siri. Back in the booth with Pat What's Ryan, the Commander's Barber, score? We'll hear from AJ Ross coming up. I don't think we fully processed what we just witnessed in that first half. Forget about that. If you're the Giants, shut up!
Edging them out. Siri is wild. She don't even know what she's saying. You know what edging is? You know what edging is, right? It's wild. I've never heard it actually used. It's wild how I learned the real definition of words. Like,
what about when we found out what party employee means?
Oh my god. I can't believe they were talking about it on the bonfire. Like, you talk about fucking parallel universes, man. This shit's lining up. The stars are aligning. It gets presented to me and then it gets brought up on the bonfire? Wow.
And then now, like, we didn't never Google what it meant.
Never. I never heard the term party and play before. That's nasty. First of all, I would never call fucking playing. That's nasty. That's, that seems elementary, Watson. I'm not about it. I don't like it. You know, we're grown.
We're grown.
Are we fucking
we're
it?
Grown.
The
show,
yo,
oh my God,
the song is "Are We Fucking or Not?" Right?
Are we that's fucking or not?
That's how the song go. Wow. Come on, come on.
Are we fucking or not? You're a sick bastard.
I'm saying, man, it ain't playing. Come on, stop playing. That's what they say. Why do you think they say that? Stop playing. You're being creepy. Knock it off. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you're taking it too far, there, Kevin.
Yeah.
All right, I'll reel it back.
Yeah.
All right. No fun. I don't have to tell you the real thing. John Michael Schmitz, the Giants center, back after missing the last three
games with a shoulder injury. Barkley on the first pass. Oh, he slipped that shit. Wow, finally, Carolina's on the board. 12-7 over Houston, third quarter. Damn, that's three calf injuries. Do you think that's suspicious. Three calf injuries. Three different players. What the fuck is wrong with this shit that they're playing on, man? Everybody goes down with a leg injury. Rodgers went down. Xavier went down last week. Are you serious right now? Is this guy just going to fucking run across the field like nobody's here to stop him?
Nobody knows the trouble I see.
Yo, this is terrible.
This trap. trans as I can't take it over.
This relationship has become transactional.
It has been.
I like it. I'm not into transactional relationships.
Man, those are my favorite ones.
I know. Stop it. It's the worst. I honestly don't know how you don't feel bad for yourself after that. Like, she's only doing this because you're getting this. Like, ugh. Fuck that.
I don't know. She has my baby daddy.
Jesus. That's terrible.
Have you met me?
Yeah. Oh, come on, bro.
Penis!
Yo. Stop fucking playing with me.
They're gonna take Quincy out.
15 fucking yards.
Unsportsman conduct.
They just want to give them the game.
Jets have 70 yards.
70 yards in penalties.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
They're testy. They're testy because everybody said they fucking blow. They're on a bye week, right? They're mad still.
Nah!
Come on.
I'll kill you!
No, I'm about to kick you up out of here, man. You're on thin ice, girly.
Ice, ice, baby.
Now, we didn't see it in this instance, but you gotta believe that the Jets are gonna automatically, at some point, they'll go to the sideline and say, Marcus, that's over.
But don't say Bloody Mary three times. Say my wife three times.
I sent her something yesterday. Figured, you know, she would enjoy listening to it. If she does. Apparently, Joe DeRosa decided to explore his sexuality at Skankfest. And he whacked off a tranny. Which, good for him. I don't give a shit. But I was just very surprised to hear how, like, this is a really fucked up story. Mark Norman got a blowjob from a trans, whatever. I don't know exactly what the specifications are. So, you know, I'll assume it was a transgender lady, yeah. But, like, he didn't know. That was a transgender. He went in the. They were supposed to go in one section for the regular shit, and then in that section for the other shit, and he went in the wrong door. So he got blown. Yep, I would totally wind up doing something like that. Get blown by mistake. That's how it would happen to me. And then somebody would have one on me.
Because it's
2%. That motherfucker, bro.
Took a little bit
of dirt on it. Yucky. Just don't be a creep, man. You know, I feel bad. Because that motherfucker is prowling both communities. Like, it don't matter you're gay, straight, whatever. He's everywhere. Motherfucker is all in. Full house.
You didn't like when I checked him.
No.
Don't you got a whole baby mama upstairs? Get the fuck out of my face. Fucking deadbeat.
Yeah, that is pretty scummy, man. Now you're gonna fucking throw a flag on him for roughing the fucking passer, are you joking?
You're joking. You're joking.
Oh, you fucking jerk up, bro.
You gave it to him.
Bro, they had it. They fucking had it, and
you
fucked it up, guy. Oh, you fucking dopey asshole.
Are you jamoking me?
Yeah, really. You're jamoking me, man. Come on, now they're gonna touch it. Come on, now they're gonna touch it down. Come on, you know it. You know it. There you go. Just let them walk the fuck in, why don't you? Why don't you just let them walk the fuck
Who's
in?
The ball?
The Giants do. Now, basically, at the fucking goal line, why not? Because this.
17-17.
Whoa. Come on, bro. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Here we go. Come on. You know they're getting in. You know it. You fucking know they're getting in. You know they're getting in.
Dave! No!
I'm fucking shocked. If they don't get this, I'm gonna shit.
I'm gonna shit my pants.
Because this is the way that it fucking goes. I'm pretty sure this did. Yeah. Sour Patch Kids. That's what the strain of the day is. It's a sativa strain, if you were wondering. I'll look up the description, hold on. Sour Diesel and Candyland.
Yeah. Remember I said smell like Sour Diesel?
Mm-hmm. No, you did. What? I told you. What did I say?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
You fucking morons, bro. Y'all are dumb. Now.
Oh. I forgot to ask you before. I had enough to go get a zigzag.
How much are those?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I literally have...
Here we go.
Of course. Come on. Now it'll be a fucking miracle to get this... Cabbage Patch Kid.
A miracle.
It'll be a miracle in America if we get this motherfucker to move the ball. No, man. I'm not tapping my fingers together to turn off an alarm. Fuck you. It's coming, bro. Skynet, I told you. It's here.
I want it.
Yo, no, I'm not okay with this, bro. I'm really not. That makes me really uncomfortable, bro. Nothing is private no more, like, at all. Like, nothing. Not my heartbeat. I understand, like, my dick and balls are gonna be, you know, exposed on a regular now. Thank you, Google. Right? Between the fucking iClouds and the Google Drives.
In the drop boxes
of the world. Yeah.
To my wife's bedroom.
Oh my God, please.
To the living room.
From the window to the walls. Come on.
To my bed. It's all there. Sorry, everybody. DirecTV Sports Central gives you access to every game.
I went to put it down so I didn't lose it.
players at DirecTV.com
for up to a $400 reward card. Okay. This is fucking stupid. This game should not be this exciting right now. Should have stayed boring. What the fuck is going on here, man? You're getting all these blue cunts excited. I don't feel like being buried in blue balls. Oh, it's so good. I want to see that 49ers Bengals game. Come on. Well, what a shit game that's gonna be. Titans and Steelers? Yuck.
Tommy DeVito has not yet completed a pass in the NFL, but he does have his first career rushing touchdown.
My God, he looks like a board executive, CEO, whatever, man. Tommy Wall Street. Billy Boards. Whoa. We're in danger. I might actually watch a college game. Shut the fuck up. Rutgers is supposed to be good this year. Like, in danger of actually winning a season after I don't know how many losing fucking seasons there have been. They're talking about kicking them out of the Big Ten or whatever I heard. I don't follow college, really. But Rutgers is my team. That's my fucking state. Come on, son. Ain't going nowhere, though, unfortunately. Ain't no room. They know Zach Wilson doesn't want to throw this ball, so they're going to fucking clog up the lanes. You know that. Come on. Come on. The fuck, man? Looking funny. Come on, buddy. What the fuck? What? Come on, bro. I can't take this guy no more. This fucking team. Bro, if you're the head coach of the Jets right now, they're like, I want to fucking blow my brains out. I really do. I cannot believe these guys are this fucking dumb. My Lord. Yeah, we did. Nothing more. Get rid of it, sir. To where are you going? That should have been pass interference. Come on. Come on. Something. Something. Thank you. What the fuck? It's about motherfucking time. Give me something. Give me something, football Jesus. Wow. New Orleans coming back against the Colts 21-20. I'm shook. Can't believe it. Come on, bro. Go on, get it. Go on, get it, boy. Go on, get it. I gotta stop doing that. People are gonna think I'm for real. Come on, man. Cabbage Patch Kid. Let's see something. Ugliest fake pass handoff, rather, I've ever seen in my life. The worst fake handoff. I almost said pass again. The worst hand off fake I've ever seen. Woof. Who's this guy throwing to? That's not where your receiver is, mister. Come on, bro. Come on, man. Come on, dude. Pull it together, bro. You're right there. Just get it to the line, son. Get out of there. Go, motherfucker. He didn't go. He didn't get far enough. The hesitation. The hesitation. Bro, I can't take it, man. It was right there. All he had to do was just go. Yeah, but no, but he didn't want to do it. Bro, he's not the guy, man. Just accept it. He doesn't have the vision. He doesn't see it. For himself, for the game, I don't know what it is, man. And now we're gonna fight, right? Like jerk offs now, is that what we're doing? No? Okay, good. Good. Just making sure. Terrible. This is the fucking stupid. It's come down to a second, motherfucker. A second. If this guy misses, it's a wrap. Icing the kicker, that is right there. It's old school move. Come on, look at this. Oh.
Oh.
Fuck. They're torturing me. This is, yo, I'm telling you, dude. This is, I should have left, but I can't.
Should have left, I can't
go until the clock is at fucking zero and the score is final. Until this kick is in the air, I ain't moving. Come the fuck on, bro. I got faith in the leg.
The leg?
Yeah, Greg the leg. I got faith in the leg. Alright, here we go, boss dog. This is all you, buddy.
Oh, God.
Laces out.
Shut the fuck up. Overtime now? There's football in Jersey. Wow.
This has been an embarrassment, I just want to say. Our defense is on fucking point, but our fucking cabbage patch offense needs to do something here, man. This is no good. I can't believe it. We're in overtime now. Now we could lose the game the right way. No. Yo, I'm fucking invested, motherfucker. We better not. Come on. Fucking Greg the Leg. That's my man. He doesn't make it all the time, but 90% of the time, that guy is in. 90% of the time. From places you would never think he would make it. So I can't even complain. But that dude, that's a fucking huge play.
Alright, you act like we never seen an overtime before.
Well, remember, they changed the rules every 5 fucking minutes, so now we gotta pay attention to how this ends.
How is it the Jets are our visiting team if they share the same stadium?
Because it's technically his Giants stadium. Before the Jets. I don't know where the Jets come from, right? That's why this doesn't make sense. Because both teams are New York. Supposed, in big fucking air quotes, I say New York. They can call them the New York Jets all they fucking want. But they're really New Jersey's team. Because the Giants never wanted to be New Jersey's team. The guy that owned the Jets, the only reason why Giants Stadium sits in New Jersey is because we were like, please just put it on our face. If you're not going to put it in my pussy, just put it in my face then. Come on, please. I know you like her better than me, but come on, man. You got to give me something. So they took it in the face and got this stadium, MetLife Stadium, put in Jersey. Because Jersey wanted to cut the football action, and the New York football Giants said, nay, nay, fuck you and your dirty state. We'll let you have a stadium, you filthy fucks. What do you think about that? They said, oh, okay, thank you. We appreciate it. That's what we did. Fucking embarrassing. Lucky I wasn't at that fucking table. There would be no football stadium in New Jersey, and we'd be New Jersey Devils, and that would be the end of it. It would be the Philadelphia Jets, probably. Ugh. Awful. We don't need another stadium in this fucking state either, so don't get any fucking ideas. You want to cram another stadium into that little island of yours, New York? That's your business. It ain't going here. Nay, nay. Fuck that. We need housing, bro. We don't need fucking stadiums.
Unless we can live at the stadium.
Yeah, really. Unless you're giving me a fucking apartment in the stadium that I'm in, that I won't complain.
No!
Here we go, buddies. Yo, you're looking at an empty bowl, okay? You're looking at an empty bowl.
Do they allow him to throw it, though?
He's the third stringer. That's the last quarterback they have. The other two, the first dude's out with a neck injury. Tyrod just went out with rib injury. This dude was an undrafted pick of theirs they picked up someplace. He's the only guy they got left. If he gets hurt, they're fucking done for. And holy shit, he is going to pass the ball. Oh, my God. Well, I know there's a flag, though. It's on us, isn't it? No, it's on them. Good. Good. Like us.
How many more minutes?
Come on, what the fuck?
Here.
Scooch.
Alright.
I got 5 on it. Wait on that turkey to be done. Yeehaw.
Gihar.
Yeah.
Why are you coming up with this shit?
Ah, come on, bro. Yes, come on, Queen. Do it.
Do it.
Do it. Give me a Bacardi and Cola, do it. You ever seen that Starsky and Hutch? I like that one.
Do it.
I'm in character. You gotta get in character. You know a lot about golf. I know even more about grass.
Do it.
It fucking kills me. Oh! Oh, he bobbled it. Oh, by the way, this has been the most punts in an NFL game since 2003.
Shut up.
Yep. They said, how is that? In 20 fucking years, the game has not been this boring, but here we are.
And we went into overtime.
Oh, yeah, now we're, yeah. Squid kick. That looked like a squid kick. I don't know what that means. That's what it says in Madden. You want to do a squiggly kick? Do you want to try to kick it over there? That's when it bounces on the ground.
Boing.
Yep. Oh, wow. Holy shit, 31-17 Miami. 43-20 Dallas over the Rams. 24-10 Minnesota over Green Bay. 38-27 New Orleans over the Colts. 38-31 Philly pulls it out of their pussy at the last moment. 15-13 the Carolina Panthers win a fucking game. Holy shit, I called that though. They were due for one, I said it. That doesn't mean nothing in this world. Wow. Jacksonville beats Pittsburgh 20-10. Holy shit. The Tennessee Titans win a fucking game? What is going on in the NFL?
I think I lost.
Yeah, you did. By 14 points. But at least you lost to the Minnesota Vikings. And not almost lost to the fucking New York 2-5 Giants. Ah! Fuck! My pubes! My pubes! My pubes are on fire! Right?
If your pubes are on fire, you're good. You better go.
I don't need no water because my pecker got a drift.
You are wild. Wild. Sometimes I can't speak.
Oh, shit! Get the fuck out of here! How did he catch that ball? What is the flag for? Come the fuck on! That is a bad motherfucker.
Slow your roll. He's like, yeah, we're gonna bring it back.
Look at this fucking guy.
Hensy.
Ooh. Come on! Oh, shot. I forgot to put my vibrate on. 50% off Halloween deals. I'm broke, Jeffrey. I don't have any money, sir. But you already know what my bank account has in it, don't you? I don't gotta tell you. Come on! Come on, motherfucker, go! He ain't going nowhere. Yeah, you gotta give the Giants this. Their fucking defense is showing up this evening. You gotta give them that. Greg the leg. Greggy. You can't ask the man to do it twice. What if he missed it the second time? Don't do that. Punch it in. Don't make the guy do it two times. Cause that's you're flirting with death when you do that. Come on. Come on. Come on. Hercules. Toss that shit. Oh, God. What the fuck was that? We represent the Cabbage Patch Guild. What's this motherfucker looks like, bro? I'm telling you. He looks like Cricket's fucking brother, this guy.
You really
gonna
smoke your
joint
like
you're walking back to him? Yeah, true. It's a good point. I better not. Ah, yeah. I do. Come on! I'm fucked. That's your one?
You get my, like the... my one is your turn.
Yep. Get rid of it!
Shit! Shit!
Yo, that's pass interference all day, son! all fucking day that's pass interference. Who's playing in his first game of the season? There's no way it's not. Look at this. Look. Thank you. Thank you.
So it's all the way there?
Yeah. Now it's wherever he was supposed to catch the ball at, I'm pretty sure, is where they start from.
Ah!
Do the cabbage patch. Whatever the fucking thing is. Come on, man. Dollar, what is your problem, man? Well, that answers my question. Is do they get extra, like a reset of timeouts, which apparently they do. Now when you go into overtime, each team gets two timeouts.
You've always got two timeouts.
No, you get three.
No, it was always two.
What, in the regular game?
In overtime? Yeah, in the regular game it's three. Overtime it's only two.
Yeah. No, you're not. No, you're not. Punch it in. No! They're putting it on the leg again. Now, if he misses this, we're fucking in trouble. I don't feel lucky, Clint. Again with the ice and the kicker. Fuckery. Yo, too many injuries. This fucking stadium needs to be dealt with.
Bad juju.
I'm saying. This is a bad representation for our state. This stadium sits in our state, and it's the fucking worst one in the whole league. Everybody hates it.
And it's both of our teams.
Yeah, like, come on, man. Take some cues from the Prudential Center. Like, I had never been there yet, but they do hockey and they do concerts and shit. NF was just there. Hey, watch your mouth, sir. Watch your mouth, sir. It's no good!
No!
I told you!
What?
Did he make it? No! He actually made that?
No!
That didn't look like it went in!
It did not!
No way, I need to see it again!
I have to see that again!
Yo, that looked like it did not go in at all! Did we just get lied to right now? Where's the replay at? Come on!
Alright, so from our angle.
No, it did look like it didn't go in for
from
a second,
our angle,
right?
But there it is.
Wow.
Wow.
Greg, the fuck your leg.
You got ice twice. And
ice twice and he's still.
And he still made it! You poor soul!
I do feel bad for the Giants head coach because this guy's been getting slammed all year and I think he did a really good job in this game of calling the plays they did. Obviously, look at the fucking score. Our defense does not play. Are we third now?
Third.
Who's above us?
Buffalo.
Fuck, I keep forgetting Buffalo's in our fucking thing. Yeah, Miami's running away with it. Miami's running away with it.
Think Miami might win it this year?
Yo, they look like they might have a shot. But who are they going to play? I would have thought the Lions. But, you know, I got to see how they play coming up. Because they were due for a loss. You knew it was going to happen. Like, if you watch football at all, every fucking hot team. Look at San Francisco. They lost to the Browns.
San Francisco!
Come
on, you knew
it.
My greatest
I did. But I think that's also because, one, they got too hot off the Cowboys' win. And two, they thought they were going to go into Cleveland and dog out the Browns. And if you ain't heard, Cleveland is the dog pound. If you ain't heard that, if you didn't know.
You heard that. Ew, boy, that's fucking
wow. So how do you like that? The Jets make me eat my words. I can wear my hoodie in public now. Good for me. For a day. I got my Debo's fucking hockey jersey on, though. Don't eat my joint, please. Thank you. Motherless. Fuck, come on, son. I grab one and another one falls out of my face. I need something to stick this in. I need a tin. Bro, I gotta get a tin or something. Tin. Right? Something. I gotta do something. I'm stealing this. I don't know what's in here. Oh, hell no, I'm not. I'm throwing this out. Once there's boogers in it, that's it, bro. You gotta get rid of it, dude. You know, you can't hold on to that shit. CBS2's First Alert Weather, keeping you aware and prepared. Oh, man. I'm not going to stick this in. What's up, what's up? I've been waiting for this game. I have to listen to it on the radio. Because I got to go to the store and get some food or I ain't going to eat today. Or tomorrow. Or the day after that. And that's no good. Can't have that. Got to eat. Okay. How does City Joe look? Ugh, what an ugly fake. They're looking good, huh? All right, let me fucking get out of here before I don't move, before I don't leave. Oh, there's fucking Tony Romo. Shit, bro. That guy was not playing. Damn. That was hard. Hard. Look, right through it. Excuse me. I'm going to keep it going. Some good running backs today, man. A couple of them. Okay. I don't know how. I mean, clearly I feel a way about it. And I know which way my opinion goes, but MetLife, you know, the same fucking stadium that the Jets and the Giants share, regardless of whether they want to call the Jets a visiting team, which is the. Like, it's absurd. It really is.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Like,
what?
You both of you came in on the train. Shut the fuck up. What are you talking about? Anyway, I don't know why this is happening. Because I like hockey. I don't love hockey. Right? I don't love football, though, either. Like, I like sports. I don't love them. I don't know everything that fucking goes on and draft day, and I don't do all of that. I don't do all of that. I look for who's the new people on the fucking team. They're with us. That's it. Right, here's the point. Somehow, MetLife Stadium is now going to host a hockey game between the New Jersey Devils and the Philadelphia Flyers. Now, I'm failing to understand why this is happening, because there's a thing called the Prudential Center in Newark, the Rock, where the Devils play. Why are we moving hockey to MetLife Stadium? Because Phil Murphy says that he wants to show. We're showcasing now. We want to showcase now that you can have live sports in New Jersey. Hey, asshole! What do you think the Giants and the Jets are? Nobody cares! They're two horrible organizations. Let's call a spade a spade. You gotta bring the Devils from Newark. Dude, please, man. Stop it. If we're gonna talk about MetLife Stadium, can we not put ice over the fact that that fucking turf is taking out Aaron Rodgers, almost Xavier Gibson, and who the fuck...
Wait, so they're like, just gonna put ice on top of...
Like, I don't know how
to... How are you going to build an ice rink from there?
I'm assuming they move one in. I have no idea. I'm going to stay close to this because I don't understand how it works either.
How can you have a hockey stadium and a football stadium all in one? How?
Barclays Center does basketball and hockey.
How you do that? Do you have one room for hockey and another room for basketball?
I think...
That would be logic.
No, I think they literally move the floor out of the fucking stadium and then bring in pieces of the other thing and probably freeze it over. We gotta look into this because I've never put that much thought into how these things happen. Yeah. But for real, though, on some real shit, yo...
Watch, it's like common knowledge and we're just dumb.
Yeah. Phil Murphy, dude, if we're going to talk about MetLife Stadium, are we just going to put a hockey rink in the middle of MetLife and nobody's going to talk about the grass, the turf, whatever the fuck it is? Nobody. Four snaps and the season's over. Nobody wants to talk about it. Come on, bro. How many
injuries last week?
Thank you. How many guys, one after another, on our fourth fucking snapper, dude, whatever the fucking guy's position is, I don't know. Center, not snapper. I'm a fucking idiot. Snapper. That's George Carlin. George. Yeah, it is. I made it through last night. I didn't suffer as badly as I thought I would. Thank you, Juicy Juice. I don't think that's the endorsement they're looking for,
but I feel pretty good.
I feel pretty good. Fuck soda, dude. I'm sticking with Juicy Juice from now on. Those motherfuckers, yo, the vitamins and minerals.
What? The Minute Maid.
Oh, no. Yeah. That concentrate shit? Don't do me like that. Nah, that's filthy. You know a gross thing that my brother's mom used to do? I think this is gross. Alice is probably going to be like, yeah, that's normal. Or maybe not. Who knows?
What?
She'd take Red Rose tea bags, like a whole box of them bitches, right? Stuff them all into like a gallon container so that it sits in there and tees itself up, whatever it does. And then she takes Minute Maid concentrated orange juice from the freezer. Somehow I think that goes in there. I don't know. I have vague memories of these things being present at the same time. They might not even be related at all. Maybe I'm making up stories. I don't know. But for some reason I think she would mix them shits together and make like sweet tea or something like that. Whatever the fuck she drinks is nasty. It's pulpy and nasty, dude. It's pulpy and nasty. I don't like pulpy shit. It's gross. Drink some tea. Fuck tea. Why do you think I was anti-green tea forever? I was anti-all tea. Fuck tea.
Now look at him. He's
like, well, now I'll drink a green tea because I'm like, it's good for me, so it's supposed to taste like shit. You know. Or it's supposed to be good. We'll find out 2 years from now, green tea is the worst thing that you could ever drink in your life. You know, whatever, who knows. But seriously, bro. How are you gonna... Let's look this up before I forget.
I can go on dancing again. I'm alive. So come at your events. I'll take care of you. These fries and rings. At BK, you can build your combo. Frozen Coke, too? Yep, sides and drinks, too. BK, have it your way.
Okay, all right. That makes a little bit more sense now.
Oh, God. We're dumb, aren't we?
National Hockey League recently announced that the 2024 NHL Stadium Series will take place February 17th and 18th at MetLife Stadium. This event will feature four teams, the Philadelphia Flyers, New Jersey Devils, the Rangers, and the Islanders. In two NHL regular season outdoor games. So we're outdoors now. Let me tell you something, bro. I watched
a... So what are you going to put the rink in the fucking goddamn... In the parking lot?
I don't understand. How? How... I don't know what I'm supposed to put in the Google to get it to answer this question. I don't know how do I ask it. Like, what? How the fuck are you doing that? And Siri would be like, don't talk to me that way. And then she just won't give me an answer. If it's outdoors, maybe it's a separate thing. I watched a game a little bit on HBO the other day. Who was it? I think it was Arizona or somebody. They were in an outdoor thing. It looked really dumb. Like, the crowd is easily, like, 10 feet behind the ice rink. It looks so stupid. I would be really upset if I bought tickets for that fucking game and you put me in the nosebleeds before the nosebleeds, bro. In the room, the chair. Just like this one. I don't know, man. I'm not feeling that. Like, as a resident of New Jersey, if I'm allowed to say something, I don't appreciate that. And secondly, as a fan of the NFL and the NHL. Their lives have changed forever. They bring me in. And they give me a choice. Which man will I be? There you go. How do you put a hockey rink in MetLife Stadium? YouTube. Duh. We're fucking dumb. We could have YouTubed it. There's a video. So you know what? Scratch that. How dumb are we really if they have to put a video out being like, this is what we did? So we can't be that stupid to ask the question. Let's see. How does this work? Fucking Magnus. This is definitely not a Magnus, sir. If you thought that was some shit, wait till you see this. The deeper.
Did you freeze the breath?
No, they do. They fucking pull it up.
Oh
No wonder people are getting fucking hurt in this goddamn stadium, dude. The grass is connected to pallets that they grab up out of the ground and move with, like, machines and shit that I can't think of the names of what they are. Forklift, right? That's the right thing? I thought that was for something else. I'm not a mechanic, construction worker, whatever the... Yeah, whatever the qualification. I don't have my CDL. I got my WFD. Weedmaster's degree. That's right. I'm going all the way back. That's some old shit right there. That is. Wait. I'm not even paying attention. This bitch is explaining this whole thing, and I'm not even paying attention.
Some numbers at you. 2.1 million. That is the square footage of MetLife Stadium. 11.
I got a news for you, lady. That doesn't mean dick to me. I don't know what the fuck you just said. 2.1. What the fuck is a square foot? It means nothing to me. Show me around. I'll decide if it's big or not, right? I don't know what that means. That's gibberish. Those numbers don't compute.
That's gibberish.
Now that's the number of manual elements that need to be changed each time. 2,000. That's how many pounds each of the 80 trays weighs that make up the end zones. And 18 to 26, the number of people it physically takes to go from blue to green and back again, sometimes in as little as 12 hours. Today...
12 hours, bro? It takes 12 hours just to change it. Just to change it from one to the other. You want to put a fucking hockey rink in here? What is wrong with you fucking people?
Figure out how to make all of this happen. Right now we're changing the end zones. How long does this whole process take?
Typically on a standard changeover, it takes 2 8-hour days to change out the end zones and all the associated signage.
So it's 16 hours it takes to. They break it up into 2 8-hour days. That's fucking nuts. You imagine? If you work there, how many people have died putting this fucking football stadium together? Is that why we got bad luck? That's the next move. Put a pin in that. Maybe that's why the Jets suck so bad. It's because we're paying for the blood of the citizens. That's what happened.
That were fabricated by field turf. It's the actual field turf, but it's kind of like cut into puzzle pieces, and they're placed individually. Each end zone is 40 trays. Each one weighs close to 2,000 pounds times 40, so it's a certain amount of manpower to help.
Now, what's the trickiest part? I've seen them sort of taking another piece of equipment and kind of pushing in each of the trays. Correctly? Is that the hardest part?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, once you get to the end, you could be off a few inches. So that tray puller's kind of adjusting them as they go. And then when you get to the end, you'll know if they're off.
Now, when I'm kicking here, stuff has been... What is this that's coming up here?
That's rubber and sand. That's a mixture of rubber and sand. It's the infill, we call it.
Rubber and sand. That's what they're playing on.
It is ground up tires. And it kind of, you know...
Ground up tires! They're me in the fucking backyard 20 years ago. Except you cunts are getting millions. I wasn't getting shit. I learned how to fall so I could properly hurt myself.
I'm natural. So this is your map of madness, right? How it all happens?
This is our puzzle that we put together each week. So you can see each one of our end zones is labeled and each one of the trays is numbered.
No logo anymore, though. What happened?
No logo anymore. It used to be Giants and Jets specific. Right. It was a little too risky to be changing that 50-yard line. From week to week, so we decided to install an NFL shield, which is inlaid, and we don't have trays at the 50.
Wow. We didn't need that, but thank you.
Like all these New York Giants banners, they have to all come down.
That's correct.
How many are there all over the stadium?
We've got about 200 overall that will change.
What a nightmare that would be.
That's correct. This is our genie, and we're going up in it.
Fuck you! That's the thing they use to jump off the bridge!
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck that. I'm not going on that thing. Just leave the banners up there, but don't figure it out. Look at your ticket, asshole. What's the team say? Okay, then. Get in the fucking stadium. What do you give a shit what the banner says? That's what it would say if I owned this stadium.
So look
Oh, fuck. They're all the way up there, dude. No way. I'm already out. I'm already out. What? Yo, they're high up. Fuck that. Well, I would fucking hope so, dude. Yeah, good idea. Alright, so brilliant. The store guys have it down. Everything flips around and now they're fucking turncoats, these cunts. You know, Monday they sell blue, Wednesday they sell green. I'm not buying nothing in that place, man. Fuck you. I want to buy my shit off a fucking 80-year-old Jets fan that hasn't seen a victory since the 60s, goddammit. You know? Speaking of which, some fucking guy ran up on me in the Stop It Bop. Yeah. It was like, yo. I was like, oh, no. This is going to be an ordeal. You could just know. You just know, right? Guy's like, love the jersey, man. I'm like, oh, no. Where's this going, right? And he's like, all right. I got a sign. Whoever, hockey puck is one of the dudes off the team in the fucking 90s. I know who it is. I'm shit with the names. Yo, I recall the stats because people talk about him a lot. He's like, I got one of those. I'm like, cool, man. Like, I don't give a fuck. I didn't say that, but I don't care. I'm glad you got something signed. That's awesome. I couldn't give a shit about anything less. To be honest with you.
Let me go about my business right. And buy my kids shit.
Then he goes, one more question for you. You a Giants or a Jets fan? I'm like, come on, man. I'm like, don't do this to me. He's like, ah, oh, you ended my season. You ended my season. I'm like, well, you'll be all right. Then he starts hitting me with the abbreviations for things. And he's spitting them at me fast as fuck. And I don't remember any of them. None of them at all whatsoever. None. He tried to throw the Pontiac one on me. And I was like, I know what that's all about. That's a bad one, bro. I don't like that. One's no good. That one's no good. I know what it means. I'm not repeating it. You can fucking Google it yourself. If you want to do that fucking black magic shit. I don't want to get involved with the dark arts. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to do it.
I gotta go.
Yeah. Oh, you fucking killed me last night. I damn near forgot about that. She gave me... I hope I have that... I think it's unrecorded. The episode's out right now. It's streaming.
Yes. It was the last 2 minutes.
Oh, my God. Yo, it took me like an hour to get out of that anxiety attack. I just want to let you know that. Oh, man. You can't say that. You can say that. Fuck.
You can't say that. My God, you were fucking. Oh, I got him there. I sent it to Jen too.
What the fuck?
There's a little bit of it. Me dying laughing, and you go, fucking ridiculous. I got him. I didn't need you. I did it myself.
Yeah, I did it myself.
Look, I didn't need your help. I got it all by myself. Look what I did. And you're going, oh, fuck.
That was a bad one.
Oh, Jesus.
That was a bad one.
I nearly died.
Fuck.
You can't hold me.
I forget, you know. I don't look at you all day and be like, she not white. It doesn't cross my mind. You know, just when you say some shit, then in the moment I realize, wait a second, I forgot. We're not in the same team, you know. She can say things that I can't say. If she says it, it's a conversation piece. If I say it, it's a conversation ender. Everything comes to a screeching halt. Who let the white devil in here?
face, though. His face.
Oh, man. It's because you don't... Usually, you don't... Got me. Got me good.
Got me
real good. Got me good. Oh, man. I spoke too soon. Here comes the tequila. Fuck. This is going to burn like a motherfucker.
Shit.
Oh, hell yeah. It's going to be gross.